Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Beijing. Take it from me. It's not Beijing. It's Beijing. I know this because Only a Game's listeners have told me. Beijing, like jingle bells. So imagine my confusion when, while tuning in to HBO's Real Sports, none other than the esteemed Bryant Gumbel, authority on all things Olympics and lots of other things as well, made the following proclamation.
Spelled with a J but pronounced with a Z, Beijing is rich in history but still shrouded in mystery.
A mystery indeed. Where can I turn to solve this question?
Ni hao, I'm John.
Hi, I'm Carsey.
We're the two Chinese characters.
They're the two Chinese characters.
John Weinstein and Carsey Yee join me now on the line. John and Carsey, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, first of all, what is the correct pronunciation of the city hosting the 2008 Summer Games?
That correct pronunciation is Beijing.
I think Bryant needs a little bit of a lesson in Chinese, and since John's a Chinese language teacher, I think he should explain how the word Beijing should be pronounced.
And I think it's quite simple to get it pretty close, and I feel like the Jing, as we say, is in jingle bells, and we also offer jingoism for those who like variation, is pretty close. Now, that's not exactly the pronunciation. It's the second syllable is more of a Jing, so it's a very sort of smiley forward I, but we feel that Jing, as in jingle bells, is something that all English speakers should be able to manage, and it's really much closer anyway to the perfect pronunciation.
Okay, so we'll call it close enough for American Bumpkin. Do you have any idea why so many people have gotten it wrong for such a long time?
Well, I have actually a theory on that, and it's based a little bit on history. Since I'm a historian of China, I think I can cover that. Since the 1980s, most Americans have been seeing the word Beijing, spelled B-E-I-J-I-N-G, to represent the Chinese capital. Before that, I think older people will remember that we used to call it Peking, and that was a Western word that we used to describe the name of the capital and not based on Chinese pronunciation. But since we've adopted the word Beijing, I think a lot of people think that because it's a Chinese word, it should be pronounced in a foreign-sounding way. So I think a lot of people simply adopt a French-sounding sound rather than the very simple English Jing.
I love that theory because they assume it should sound foreign, and so they pronounce it with a French accent.
So basically, I think most Americans want Chinese place names to sound Oriental and not Midwestern.
Right.
And therefore, we end up with Beijing instead of the actual Beijing.
And the irony is there are certainly some difficult things about Chinese. I've been teaching Chinese at Bard College at Simon's Rock for what will be my eighth year now. And while there are a few sounds that are hard for students, the Jing is one of the easiest ones. So it's ironic that that's become so challenging.
You two fellows started an informal campaign to correct the pronunciation of Beijing a few months ago with a video that's gone absolutely viral on the internet. Do you have any sense of whether your campaign is making a difference?
I think it actually is, and we're referring to this as the Beijing Pronunciation Rectification Campaign. And even
that's
though
way too serious for what you're doing.
This is very, very serious work, Bill.
I think we are actually making a difference. I've noticed here in Canada, I'm here in Toronto, that the CBC is pretty much 90 to 95% correct now, and the BBC is doing pretty well as well. NPR and PBS are making progress, and I think really it's only the American commercial networks that need to work on this.
On your own website, twochinesecharacters.com, you have posted a second video which teaches the official Chinese cheer of the 2008 Beijing Olympics. Wait, there's an official government-approved cheer?
There certainly is. China is a vast country of 1.3 billion people, and if you can imagine 1.3 billion people cheering different cheers, that would be highly chaotic. So the Chinese government has done us the great favor of authorizing an official cheer so that Chinese crowds cheering on the Chinese team during the Olympics will behave in unison.
Well, we don't have the full 5 minutes that the video takes for an explanation here, but maybe you could just teach us the easiest form of the official Chinese cheer here.
It's basically a cheer based on hand motions. So there's three.
That really doesn't work very well on the radio. Work with me here, will you?
Work right here. Well, if I can teach Chinese, I can do anything, Bill. So as you say either Beijing or Zhongguo, which is China, or any country, English words would be fine. You clap your hands twice, which we'll just imagine people are doing it since we're not seeing them. And then you shout the word jiayou, which
jiayou.
Is kind of like the Chinese for go for it.
Go for it, okay.
And
jiayou.
When you do that, you put your fist, you have sort of two thumbs up or two fists up in the air.
Would you guys like to just run through that once so people can hear you doing it?
Sure.
We certainly can. I think we should do it with NPR, jiayou, which means go NPR.
Okay.
Okay.
NPR,
jiayou.
NPR, jiayou.
I can feel myself getting psyched up even as you do that. I think it's working.
Well, you know, the Chinese government does have great effectiveness with mass directives, and this is yet another step in that for us.
John Weinstein teaches the Chinese language at Simon's Rock. John, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks, Bill.
And Carsey Yi is a Chinese-Canadian working on a PhD in modern Chinese history at Harvard, though he's doing so from Toronto. Carsey, thanks very much.
Thank you, Bill.
A somewhat shorter version of my conversation with the two Chinese characters will be featured on this week's program. I'll also have a story about the U.S. softball team. They are three-time Olympic champs, but they've got mixed feelings about the Olympics these days since their sport has been eliminated from the Games. I'll be joined by the Boston Globe's John Powers, who is in Beijing for the Games, and we'll also have a story about how some of the martial artists in the U.S. prepared for Olympic competition by not only training together, but living together. So after you've watched the opening ceremonies on Friday night, join us for a show that's bound to increase your appreciation of the Games as they get underway. And remember, you can always listen to the program at onlyagame.org.